Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have always had a kind of love-hate relationship with Palm Sunday. To me, this liturgy often feels a little scatterbrained, a little bipolar. It starts with the Liturgy of the Palms. It is our ceremonial reenactment of that day when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, when he rode in and the crowds were overcome with joy and praise. It would appear to be a victory parade, a conquering hero returning in triumph and glory. I always wish we could stay in that place of the palms and put off the passion a little longer. I feel this way whenever Holy Week is approaching, whenever plans for worship starts being made. But every time I get to this service and I allow myself to surrender to the liturgy and allow it to work on me, I am thankful for the Passion reading. And this Sunday has been no different. You see, I can so easily view victory in the palms. I can so easily feel victory in the entrance into Jerusalem. It is literally a victory parade. It is what a conquering hero does. It also plays to the human ego. It so easily plays to my own ego. But that is not God's victory. That is not who or what God is. He is not a conquering hero. He is not a victorious champion. No, God's victory is found in pain and suffering. It is found in ridicule and torment. It is found in dejection and brokenness. That is where God declares his victory. And thankfully he does, because in the anguish of the passion, we find our own victory as well. What would be our place? What would be our role if Jesus' story, if God's story, ended with that parade into Jerusalem? It would be like any other earthly conquest. Not only would the land, but the people in it be the spoils of war. They would become subjects to this new ruler. We would be unwilling and unwitting participants of that new reign. But thankfully, Jesus' passion, God's passion, does not end there. It continues on. It moves to the humility and vulnerability of the foot washing, to the self-giving of the Eucharist, to the doubt in the Garden of Gethsemane, to the betrayal of one friend, handing over another friend to the police, to the injustice of a mock trial, all the way to the pain of a son being lynched in front of his mother, nailed to a cross and sacrificed because of his love for the world, hung from a tree and left to die because of the message of hope and salvation that he brought. Humility, vulnerability, self-giving, selfless giving, doubt, betrayal, injustice, pain, sacrifice, even death. These are the places, the parts of our world, of our lives, that God plants his flag, where God stands, where God seeks his victory. In the darkest places of our world, in the most painful places of my life, in the most broken parts of my soul, Jesus is to be found. not to conquer me, not to subjugate me through his awesome and eternal power. He is found there to free me, to rescue me, to deliver me from all my sins and all my distress. In any pain, any evil, any wrong, Jesus is there to bear that burden with me. Jesus is there to deliver me through that suffering, to lift me off the cross, to carry me out of the tomb, and to raise me up into the light and glory of resurrection. I am so thankful that this is God's victory, that our pain, our suffering is not only known to God, not only lived fully by God, but was defeated by God. That Jesus faced torture, faced execution, faced death, and rose up from it. Rose up from it complete, whole, renewed, and restored. And every year during Palm Sunday, I am reminded of these truths. I am reminded of what the passion means. I am reminded that my ego may want the palms, but God gives me the passion of his son, gives me the body and blood of his son. This life, this death, and this resurrection, given because of his love for me, for you, and for this world. I am reminded that I cannot hide from the passion of Jesus Christ, nor should I want to. Because in it the story of humanity and God is told to us. And I am called not only to witness it, but to also join in it. To serve others as Jesus served. To pick up my own cross and to carry it to wherever it may lead. To face the doubts of this life, to face the pains of this world, and to know that God stands firmly beside me. That Jesus lives burning inside me. That the Holy Spirit surrounds us all with grace. If you look at the Passion, you will see God, and you will see what Jesus was willing to suffer to save us. You will also see yourself reflected back at you and your own suffering reflected back at you. And you will see that it will be healed. It will be restored. And that you will be lifted up in resurrection.